Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said, color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 21st. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, our show today is going to be a little different than normal, but it's still going to inform, inspire, and encourage you. Today, I'm going to cover a few highlights from previous episodes. Our show has been on since March of this year, and I'm going to be sharing some of the highlights of the previous guests have shared on the show today. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners, whether you're on the phone lines or you're in the chat room. I want to welcome you. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have many other choices of things to do, especially just before the holidays. I encourage you, while you're here, to participate. You can ask questions by letting me know over on the phone lines. You can press #1. Or in the chat room, of course, you can type in your questions. Those of you who are listening to this later, I want to encourage you to download this. You can put it on your iPod, you can put it on your computer, wherever you want to listen to it later, because we often share some great nuggets and some links or tell you about links you can go online and read and learn more. Let me remind you, too, that the show is live, so that means anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens. And you can always tell when your signal is lost because you don't hear anything anymore. So if that happens, just dial in again to 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and they're available for you later under on-demand episodes over on my show page. I am Flora Brown again. I'm an author, coach. I'm an inspirational speaker and consultant. I'm also a mom of four adults, and three grandchildren who are practically adults now, too. I recently retired after teaching junior high through university levels for 40 years, so I have a number of experiences upon which I draw for this show, for my book, for my website, and all the other things that I do. Now, if you haven't already done so, I invite you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can go over there and invest not only in my book, but right now I just set up some complimentary coaching sessions, which I call Jumpstart Your 2010 Goals. All you need to do is go over there and you will see a place to click near the top of the page to find out what my available times are. Now, I do this coaching on the telephone. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can still take advantage of these 30 minutes. These are 30-minute complimentary coaching sessions. In other words, it won't cost you anything to talk to me, and I can share with you some ways that I think I can be of help, and then you can decide if you want coaching or not. There's absolutely no obligation. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. And I know for some people, happiness is kind of a scary thing to talk about because actually we seem to be much more comfortable with unhappiness and with griping That seems to be the most common and most comfortable thing. But each week, I want to share on this show guests who are from all different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, all those things that make up our lives and that contribute to our happiness. I typically bring these guests on, and I normally have questions to ask them to share with answers with you. Now, most of the guests are coaches. Some of them are authors. I've had pastors on. I've had business people, lawyers, a wide variety of professions, all of whom had a lot to share. And I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. I'm going to pinpoint a few of them today. I can't possibly cover them all. And then those that sound of interest to you, go back over to my show page under on-demand episodes, and you'll be able to find the one I mean, and you will be able to download it. You can listen to it right there on the website, of course, but it's probably more beneficial if you download it, put it on a CD or iPod, so you can listen to it later or listen to it more than one time. Now, this show began last March. And I want you to know that before I ever had the very first episode, I had the idea that I wanted a radio show where I could share my ideas with listeners. But I had no idea what the name of the show was going to be, nor the format. And that all came about after I retired and I began to think about what would I do, how would I share my thoughts and my life and my ideas and my words with other people. Well, one day I was watching a television show. Some of you may know the pastor, Joel Osteen, who has a ministry in Texas, and he's televised all over the world probably. I was watching him, and he was talking that day about claiming your joy, the importance of not letting incidents and events and other people steal your joy that you have within you. And he gave some real-life examples and so forth. Well, at the same time that I was listening to him, I was flipping through a catalog of products. Yes, I was multitasking, I have to admit. And I saw a box of crayons that you could order from this company and have your company name or slogan or motto or whatever you want to imprint it. And somewhere, those two ideas, claiming your joy and coloring, collided in my head. And I came up with the idea that if only we could learn to color our lives happy. In other words, take the choices that we've been given by God and choose the things that will make our lives happy. Wouldn't that be great for each of us? So that idea, Color Your Life Happy, came about, and I immediately bought the domain name, still not knowing what I was going to do with it. But eventually the idea came to start a blog, and I did. I started a blog where I wrote articles every day about my experiences managing time, raising children, and all kinds of things that have to do with making good choices. Eventually, it came to me that I could also do this as a radio show. And before I even started the show, I had the idea that maybe I needed a jingle for my radio show. Now, some people may find this a little weird and strange, but I have learned from my experience that when you get an idea, you need to act on it. When you get what seems like it resonates as a good idea. So I actually went online and found a jingle writer and hired her to write a jingle for Color Your Life Happy, and you heard it at the beginning of the show. At the time, I didn't have the show, but I did have my jingle in place. So when I finally figured out that a great show would be one where I interviewed other people who had various things they could share from their professions, from their experiences, that's when I figured out my format and already had my jingle ready to go. So sometimes you may be drawn by the universe to create something before everything that you need to go with it is in place. And it's important to learn to listen to that inner voice and follow along. Now, the very first episode of this show was March 23rd, 2009, and it was called Unearth dust off and go after your dreams. And I was my own first guest. So I talked on that day about some of the things that are meaningful to me and some of the things that I think could be most helpful. So I'm going to share a few of those things with you right now. I've always been very concerned about people wanting certain things in their lives and never going after them. And I think this idea came about because I grew up in a home-based beauty shop. My mother was a hairstylist, a beautician. And it was in the Midwest in the old days where the first room of our house was the beauty shop and the other rooms are where we lived. And I grew up hearing many women share with my mother various dreams and ideas they had and plans that they had, all things they'd always wanted. But so many of them were not following their dreams. They felt stuck, and they felt kind of feeling satisfied to some extent with the idea that they were never going to achieve whatever it was they had in mind. So I always was just amazed that people can decide so early that they can't get what they want. So I began, I suppose, way back then, working on learning to get what I wanted out of life and also to help other people learn that they can do the same. So I ask you, the listeners, today, whether you're listening live or you're listening later, what do you want with your life and what does your ideal life look like? I want you to visualize yourself doing whatever it is you enjoy. And I mean something that's deeply fulfilling, something that you get so caught up in that you forget the time. Sometimes that happens to me when I'm writing. I get started with an article and I get caught up with the ideas and sharing and I just forget the time. Now, if you aren't living the life that you really want, of course you will know it, even if you try to fool yourself. You'll know it because you'll have this sense of discontent. You'll always have this sense of discontent. But if you aren't living that life right now, how can you begin to move toward it? Well, one of the things that all of my guests have shared in some way, shape, or form is the importance of visualizing, being able to visualize yourself, engage in whatever it is you want. And this is a big and an important first step, to be able to see yourself having, doing, being whatever it is you want. And if you have trouble doing that, it's probably because you feel you don't deserve it. Now, I know that many of us were raised in families and in settings where we were made to believe that we didn't deserve certain things, and it makes us fearful of going after our dreams. I want to share with you what an international spiritual teacher named Marianne Williamson says about what she believes blocks us. Here's what she said. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You're playing small. Does not serve the world. Let me repeat that. You're playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people would feel insecure about you or around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's from A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. So what I get from that is that achieving your dream, going after what you want, is not just about you. Going after what I want with my life is not just about me. Each of us is giving our gift to the world. We are empowering other people by going after our gift. Norman Cousins said, "The tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside of us while we still live." So if you're not following your dream, if you're not doing whatever it is you are called to do, and only you know what that is, then it's a tragedy if it dies inside of you. So once you figure out what it is you want to go after, then you have to ask yourself what's blocking you from having the life you want right now, from giving your gift to the world. Now, some people think it's money that's blocking them, or being living in a certain location, or being a certain height, weight, color, whatever. But the first thing that's blocking you is your own mind, your ability to visualize. Once you figure out what you want, you figure out what's blocking you, then it's time to start making plans to remove those blocks. Now, what are some ways we can do that? Well, one of the most important things you can do is hang out with people who are doing what it is you want to do. I wrote an article not too long ago about, I think it was right after Thanksgiving, in my newsletter. And by the way, when you go to my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, sign up for my newsletter. It's over on the left of the page. There's a sign up. One of the articles I wrote for that was, now that Thanksgiving's over, stop hanging out with turkeys. And what I meant by that is so many of us surround ourselves or are surrounded by people who are not helping us move to where we want to be in our lives, people who are not positive, and people that are pulling us down, that are discouraging us. And some of the guests I'm going to mention in a little while talk about that. So whatever it is that you want to do with your life, you need to be around people who are doing that or who are progressing toward their goals. And you do that, of course, by you can join associations, groups, you can return to school, you can even apprentice with other people. Watch television about some of the things you want to do. Have you noticed how many cooking shows are on television? Well, at one time there were only a few cooking shows, and I'm sure that some of the people who are on now probably looked at some of the shows and thought, I'd like to do that, but I want to have my cooking show be about this or that or different niches. So look and surround yourself with the kind of things that you want to do. I ran across a joke not too long ago. I want to share it with you right now. And this is a joke about monks, M-O-N-K-S, monks, not the one that's on television. These three monks decided to practice meditation together. So they sat by the side of a lake and they closed their eyes in concentration. Then suddenly the first one of the monks jumped up and said, "Oh, I forgot my mat." So he stepped miraculously into the water in front of him, walked across the lake to their hut on the other side. When he returned with his mat, the second monk stood up and said, "I forgot to put my other underwear to dry." He too walked calmly across the water, took care of that, and he came back the same way. Now the third monk, he had watched the first two very carefully, and he decided this must be a test of his abilities. And he's thinking, is your learning so superior to mine? I too can match that feat. That's what he was thinking. He could do what these other monks did. So he declared loudly, I too can perform the way you've performed. So he walked to the edge of the water, and he stepped in. Unfortunately, he promptly fell into the deep water. Undeterred, he climbed out of the water. He tried again, only this time to sink into the water again. Third time, this young monk climbed out of the water. He tried to step onto the water. Again, he sank. The other two monks sat there and watched him. After a while, the second monk turned to the first one and said, "Do you think we should tell him where the stones are?" It would be great if we knew where the stones were and where the help is as we navigate our way through toward our goals. And the other people who are more experienced, who have been there and done that, those are the ones who can help you. And you certainly want to find who those people are. Now, there's an old saying that we are the five people we associate with most. In other words, if you want to know what kind of person you are, look at the five people you associate with most. I don't think they're counting our children. But look at who you associate with most. And if you don't like the kind of people they are, then you need to also look at who you are, because we are influenced by the people that we are around. there's some things you need to do if you want to make progress, continue to make progress. One is to give up trying to do it alone. Barbara Scher is author of Refuse to Choose and other books, and she said that isolation is a dream killer. In other words, you need to surround yourself with other like-minded people who can help you, who can give you suggestions, encourage you toward your dream. Even the Lone Ranger didn't really work alone. Now think about it. He had a sidekick. Zig Ziglar, who's a motivational speaker, said, "You can get wherever you want to go if you help enough other people get where they want to go." So Zig's idea was to surround yourself with other people that are on the path you're on, or a similar path. It doesn't have to be the exact same goal. And you help them as you help them, they help you, and so forth. Another thing, you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes to get where you want to go. And sometimes that can be very challenging because negative thoughts and other things love to pop up when we're trying to reach our goals. So I want to talk to you next about some of the things that are going to get in your way, and this gets me into some of the episodes that previous guests have shared. One of my early guests, matter of fact, she was my second guest, Dr. Catherine Tull. I think I just gave Catherine a doctorate. Catherine Tull, a psychotherapist, she specializes in the effects of trauma, family violence, and interpersonal communication. She was my guest on March 30th, 2009. The title of the episode was Love Shouldn't Hurt. Now, I met Catherine at a women's seminar, and I was really impressed with the work that she's doing with abuse, and that's why I invited her to be on the show. Because one of the things I learned from her is that domestic violence is at a very high level in our society, and many of us don't realize it, but the American Psychological Association said that one in every four women will experience abuse. And abuse can be emotional, it can be psychological, it can be physical, but one in every four women will experience abuse at the hands of an intimate partner sometime in her adult life. Now, there are statistics about men experiencing abuse as well, but the overwhelming majority of the statistics point to women. The scariest part of this is that abuse can take form, take shape in such subtle ways that we don't even recognize it until it has escalated. And that's one of the things that Catherine shared when she was my guest. And she talks about things such as control or sarcasm, some of these things that on the surface seem like joking around can actually be subtle forms of potential abuse creeping in. One of the most important things she shared was that there are many stereotypes about what an abused woman looks like, and this in and of itself keeps some of us blocked because we think we don't fit the stereotype, so therefore we must not be abused. And she gave the example of Rihanna, who was abused, a beautiful, gorgeous woman, abused, and when it hit the news, of course, we're always shocked. And unfortunately, this happens more than we would like to know. But the important thing about it hitting the news about someone famous is that it lets us know that it can happen in any socioeconomic group, any race. Domestic violence knows no special person. So I encourage you, if this is something you are concerned about, all of us know someone who's been the victim, if we haven't been the victims ourselves. But this is a huge block in getting to the goals you want in life. And until you deal with it, your life is always going to be diminished. So I encourage you, go over and visit Catherine's website, nextboldstep.com. That's www.nextboldstep.com. And she has a variety of different ways you can work on your own situation there. One of them she has over there right now is called 7 Steps to Stress Less Now. So take a look at that, and she does talk about stress in general, not just domestic violence, but that's one of her specialties. Another guest I had April 13th of 2009 was Shirley George Frazier. Now, Shirley's episode was Happiness Training for Today's Entrepreneur. Shirley is the CEO of Sweet Survival. That's a consulting firm on the East Coast specializing in business and marketing support. And Shirley shared with us first how she was encouraged and modeled her life after entrepreneurs in her family who gave her a lot of encouragement. The main concern she had for being on the show, however, was to encourage business people to make time to be happy and joyful in your life, which means balancing your family and your personal concerns with your business. One of the things, I'm going to share a couple of things she said. One of them is to find the business that's right for you. And this is important because if you're trying to do a business that's not right for you, of course, you're going to have all kinds of challenges and disconnects. So you need to find the business that's right for you. And to do that, you want to get information and ideas from as many places as you can. And, of course, the Internet is a great source, but there are many other places, the library, bookstores, television, that you can get ideas. Find the kind of business that's right for you. And then she said, take time to reflect on the kind of endeavor that you can be passionate about that will make you want to leap out of bed every day to do whatever it is that you want to do. Now, some people, who find themselves on jobs, and we all need to make a living to pay our bills, that's for sure. Some people find themselves on jobs where they enjoy their work, they enjoy what they're doing, but they don't feel super passionate about it. And for those people, sometimes taking on a sideline where they get to carry out the thing they're passionate about while they still work on a job that pays the bills, sometimes that works for people. So I'm not suggesting that you need to throw your job out the window and go chasing some kind of dreams that may not immediately pay your bills. But I am saying that it's important to follow your passion. Now, Shirley also suggested that you find some kind of mentor to guide you. And I've already mentioned the importance early up about finding people that are on the same wavelength, same path to associate with. The benefit of having a mentor is that it can help you avoid some of the mistakes that you will invariably make. Now, you won't avoid all of them, but it can help avoid some of them. Another thing that Shirley mentioned about finding the business that's right for you is to not overlook things like junk mail, infomercials, because those have many ideas. You may not be drawn to the specific idea you saw, but it will spark another idea. It's just like when I shared with you earlier how watching the television minister and looking at a catalog at the same time, how those two things sparked an idea for Color Your Life Happy. Sometimes you can get ideas from looking at other things, even if the idea ends up being a little different. Another thing Shirley shared in her episode was that for today's entrepreneur, there are a lot of challenges, and one of the greatest challenges is getting so caught up in your work that you don't make time for your personal life. And she suggested some ways to take time off from your work. And Shirley and I both spend a disproportionate amount of time on the computer. Shirley owns 34 websites. I don't own quite as many. And so it's easy to spend way too much time on the Internet and not get away from it to do some other things that will give you a break and get you rejuvenated. So she gave examples. I encourage you to listen to her episode to find out what some of those are. One of them she mentioned was what I do every week, and I call it Pamper Day on Wednesdays, when I typically take time to go to the nail shop, beauty shop, whatever. I walk every day. Well, I walk 6 days a week. But to get away from the computer, back away from the computer, back away from the office, put everything aside, even if it's just for a short period of time, because you cannot spend a disproportionate amount of your time, even in something you love, because there's danger of burnout, and you just will not be as effective as you could be. Another episode that really resonated with a lot of people was called Finding Peace in Times of Financial Stress, and the guest was Kate Phillips. Now, Kate Phillips is an author and founder of Total wealth coaching. Her site is thegardenofplenty.com. And if you go over there and take a look, she has a variety of things. Matter of fact, that's a blog, her blog, The Garden of Plenty. Go take a look at it. But there are four simple things that she suggested that we do to alleviate financial stress in our lives. And one of them is to unplug the news, unplug from the news. I don't have to tell you how full of grief and drama and sadness and murder and all kinds of downers are on the news. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't be aware of what's going on, but to spend so much time on the news that it starts to affect us is not a good thing. A second thing she suggested was focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And I've heard Wayne Dyer and other speakers and authors talk about this, is that so many times we dwell on what it is we don't want, we dwell on what we don't have, instead of trying to visualize what it is we do want. The third thing, this is very important, Kate mentions, avoid self-medicating. Self-medicating is, of course, drinking, alcohol, taking drugs, other forms of numbing the pain that we're feeling, especially during financial stress. One of the stories she shared on her blog was about a suicide, a family that committed suicide, or a man that committed suicide. And it's so often suicide is the form of self-medication that people resort to because they believe they have no choice and they have no other options. The fourth thing Kate shared was don't put your head in a hole. I always like to remind people that if you stick your head in a hole and try to ignore what's going on, it doesn't take much imagination to realize what part of your body is exposed. So putting your head in a hole means not dealing with, not looking at what you can do about the situation, but just giving up and trying to bury yourself. We may not be able to control our environment, she says, but we can master our experience. Another guest, another episode, this was over in August 10th, was a guest named Shannon Carlson. Shannon is the founder of a coaching service called Shining Eyes Coaching, and you can visit her website at livingyourlifeinbalance.com. I met Shannon earlier in the year and was really fascinated with how she overcame. Shannon is a beautiful young lady. She has a husband and a young baby. You need to listen to how Shannon broke through her own feelings of negativity and low self-worth to discover how to take responsibility for her own life and for the changes she wanted to see. I think one of the mistakes that many people make is to look at other people and somehow think that that person has really been lucky and that's why that person has what they have, or that's why that person has the attitude they have because they've been lucky. You are often wrong when you believe that, because many people are enjoying happiness, many people are enjoying prosperity, success, because they have worked hard at it, and that is they have taken a hard look at themselves, and they've found out what works for them, and they've overcome it. Shannon went through that and discovered that, for her, the power of writing about what was going on with her was tremendous. So listen to her story, her personal story of wanting to have a child so badly, all the things that she and her husband went through. She wrote a book called Living Your Life in Balance, and it's a powerful story. And she also offers coaching to help you through finding that blueprint that will help you access your own life balance. Another guest this year was in July 13th. I had a guest named Michael Price. Michael is also a fellow author. His book is called Fearless Thinking, and he has a program that he offers, workshops, seminars, and speaking called The Courage of Fearless Thinking. Michael says that whenever we are not moving ahead in our lives or in our business, it's because of some form of fearful thoughts that we have going on. He says, something is holding us back from pursuing our dreams and passion. If we're not able to move forward, it's fear. And we need to become aware of what those thought processes are and take control of them so we can move forward into our passion or our goal. On his website, if you go over there and take a look at his website, www.fearlessthinking.com, you will see Michael on video. There's a video there. And as soon as I went over there and checked it today, I heard Michael saying on the video, whenever you are awake, you're talking to yourself. Now, if that's true, and we're talking to ourselves all the time, it's very important that we be careful what it is we're saying to ourselves. And I can't tell you how many people deny that they talk to themselves, and even scarier, how many of us don't realize how many negatives we're saying. Michael says fear can come in the form of fear of success or it can come in the form of fear of failure. Either way, we block ourselves. And he shares about his own experiences when he was in high school as a ball player, how fear of success kept him from putting his best foot forward, and then fear of failure also, because if he failed, he thought that people wouldn't like him anymore and he would let everyone down, including himself. If he succeeded, that he would lose his friends, that he would pull ahead of them and he wouldn't have those friends anymore. Either one of these is very damaging. I asked Michael, by the way, I did, since these were all interviews, I had a number of questions I asked my guests. And one of the things I asked Michael was if we should withhold the details of our dreams from our friends and relatives, or should we share these with them. Michael's take on this was that we should be very selective about who we share our dreams with, who we discuss these with. Because if we share them with the wrong people, it can be very harmful in pulling down your self-confidence and taking away your resolve to work towards your dream. He said, be selective, share with people who can help you move in the direction you want to go, who will be supportive, and who have the skills and talents to help direct you, people who can mentor you, in other words. Now, sometimes, and I'm sure you've had this experience, I know I have, sometimes friends and relatives hold us back because not that they don't want us to succeed, but many times they don't want us to get hurt. And they feel so protective. They want to keep us safe. And in the process of keeping us safe, they want to keep us where we are. That's why some of those dreams that are just burning to do within your mind, you cannot always share with friends and relatives. You have to know which people to share with. When we share with friends sometimes, even though on a surface level they may be happy for us, but sometimes on a lower level, deep level, they really worry about it, because once we start moving forward, it makes them uncomfortable because now they feel that they should be moving forward and they're not. So be cautious about who you share your dreams with. Now, Michael has 1 and 2 day seminars and books, and all of the speakers pretty much that I interviewed this year have either books, workshops, they definitely have websites. And I encourage you to get help from any and every place you can to keep your confidence up, to keep your self-esteem up, to keep you moving forward towards your goal. This is extremely important. So Michael said that everything that's outside of our head is someone else's agenda. In other words, our spouses, our friends, they all have their own agendas, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that you need to be aware that they have an agenda, you have an agenda, and sometimes their efforts to try to advance their agenda or to protect you will encourage them to hold you back. They will try to hold you back, even though in their minds they're trying to protect you. Another one of the speakers I had this year, and a matter of fact, not too long ago, was a speaker named Scout Wilkins. I encourage you to go over and visit her site. As a matter of fact, Scout Wilkins is going to be back on my show in the new year. Her website is dreamweaverlifecoaching.com. And she talked about breaking through and staying through. And I'm not going to try to tell you every single itty-bitty thing she said because it was quite a lot. But one of the things that she said that really hit home with me was the fact that sometimes we settle for less than what we want by telling ourselves that it's okay to have what we have and that we should be grateful and that we should not want for more. And this can be a stopper many times because the universe is abundant. And if there's something we really, really want, it's a shame if we hold ourselves back by believing that we're being somehow greedy or somehow wrong to go after whatever it is. And this is one of the things that really resonated with me when I listened to her. So I encourage you to go listen to her. Her episode was recent, November 16th, and it was called Breakthrough and Stay Through. I also encourage you to go over, when you go over to her website, dreamweaverlifecoaching.com, to sign up for her free coaching as well. She offers a complimentary coaching session where she will work through with you, give you some ideas of things that you could do to help you move toward your goals. So I encourage you to do that. Now, all of the guests I've had, like I say, have books, have websites, and it's your job to find the thing that resonates with you. There is absolutely no reason why you should not get help wherever you can. It's really very much like filling your gas tank. You may well have a fantastic car, and you may fill it with gas this week, but I assure you if you drive it, you're going to burn the gas. If you sat there and didn't drive it, and you just let it sit, it's going to probably evaporate over time also. So if you want to keep moving with your life, you want to reach the goals that you so much have in your heart, you need to refill your gas tank. And by that I mean you need to listen to motivational, inspirational speakers. You need to read books that speak to you. Of course, listen to radio shows like this, and there are many others like this on the Blog Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, a number of the other hosts have had me on their show as guests and vice versa. But your job is to get the help, the motivation, the urge, the kick, the whatever you need to keep moving toward your goal. We are nearing the end of today's show, and I want to encourage you to share what you've learned here with your family, your colleagues. Go back and re-listen to the show. Go listen to other episodes as well. The recording of this episode is available shortly after at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, and you can return there anytime. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I invite you to join me again next Monday, the last Monday of the year, December 28th at 11. We're going to have another exciting show. I want you to join me then, and I want to remind you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. You can sign up over there for my complimentary coaching, find out about my book, get a copy if you wish, sign up for my newsletter, lots of stuff. I'm your host, Flora Brown, from Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I ask you to have a blessed week, and remember, color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Color your life happy.com.